O our Lord, turn away from us the torment of hell, for its torment is endless. It is indeed an ill abode and resting place. O our Lord, give us in our wives and offspring the joy of our eyes, and make us examples to those who fear thee. O our Lord, grant us mercy from before thee, and order for us our affair right. O our Lord, thou truly knowest what we hide, and what we bring to light. Naught on earth, or in heaven, is hidden from God. O our Lord, thou embracest all things in mercy and knowledge. Forgive, therefore, those who turn to thee, and follow thy path. Keep them from the pains of hell, O our Lord, and bring them into the gardens of Eden which thou hast promised to them, and to the righteous ones of their fathers, and their wives and their children. For thou art the Almighty, the All-Wise, and keep them from evil, for on him hast thou mercy whom on that day thou shalt keep from evil. In God put we our trust. O our Lord, abandon us not to trial from that unjust people, and deliver us by thy mercy from the unbelieving people. O our Lord, with ourselves have we dealt unjustly, if thou forgive us not, and have pity on us, we shall surely be of those who perish. O our Lord, place us not with the offending people. In God have we put our trust, O our Lord, decide between us, and between our people, with truth, for the best to decide art thou. O our Lord, accept it from us, for thou art the hearer, the knower. O our Lord, make us also Muslims, and our posterity a Muslim people. And teach us our holy rites, and be turned towards us, for thou art he who turneth, the merciful. O our Lord, raise up among them an apostle whomever rehearsed thy signs unto them, and teach them the book, and wisdom, and purify them, for thou art the mighty, the wise. O our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the next, and keep us from the torment of the fire. O our Lord, punish us not if we forget, or fall into sin. O our Lord, and lay not on us a load like that which thou hast laid on those who have been before us. O our Lord, and lay not on us that for which we have not strength, but blot out our sins and forgive us, and have pity on us. Thou art our protector, give us victory therefore over the infidel nations. O our Lord, suffer not our hearts to go astray after that thou hast once guided us, and give us mercy from before thee, for verily thou art he who giveth. O our Lord, for the day of whose coming there is not a doubt, thou wilt surely gather mankind together. Verily, God will not fail the promise. O our Lord, we have indeed believed. Pardon us our sins, and keep us from the torment of the fire. O our Lord, we believe in what thou hast sent down, and we follow the apostle. Write us up, then, with those who bear witness of him. O our Lord, forgive us our sins and our mistakes in this our work, and set our feet firm, and help us against the unbelieving people. O our Lord, thou hast not created this in vain. No. Glory be to thee. Keep us, then, from the torment of the fire. O our Lord, surely thou wilt put him to shame whom thou shalt cause to enter into the fire, and the wrongdoers shall have none to help them. O our Lord, we have indeed heard the voice of one that called. He called us to the faith, believe on your Lord and we have believed. O our Lord, forgive us then our sin, and hide away from us our evil deeds, and cause us to die with the righteous. O our Lord, and give us what thou hast promised us by thine apostles, and put us not to shame on the day of the resurrection. Verily, thou wilt not fail thy promise. O our Lord, bring us forth from the city whose inhabitants are oppressors, give us a champion from thy presence, and give us from thy presence a defender. O our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in the faith, and put not into our hearts ill will against those who believe. O our Lord, thou verily art kind, merciful. O our Lord, in thee do we trust, to thee do we turn, to thee we shall come back at the last. O our Lord, expose us not for trial to the unbelievers, and forgive us, for thou art the mighty, the wise. O our Lord, we believe. Write us down therefore with those who bear witness to it. And why should we not believe in God, and in the truth which hath come down to us, and crave that our Lord would bring us into paradise with the just?